Peter Walsh is the Victorian Minister for Agriculture. Peter Walsh, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph.
How is this investigation going to resolve the big cat question once and for all?
So the work that's being done at the moment, Joseph, is collating all the information, filtering through all the reports that have been made, any analysis that's been done of those, to sift out what may or may not be the facts to then make some decisions about what happens as the next step.
We've got a couple of texts here along these lines. The big cat search is a total waste of money when, importantly, schools and hospitals need much more money. How much is it going to cost?
It's some staff time, Joseph. That's all it is. It's some staff time by DPI and DSC staffs. It's something we committed to do, and it's something that we are doing.
Can you reassure people that it's value for money, what we're getting?
I believe it's something, and you've had the intro where you played some interviews there, but there's been some credible people who believe they have seen big cats in the past. So let's just have a look at all the information that's there.
Will any staff actually get out into the field and do any field research?
At this stage, it's not field-based. At this stage, it is an analysis of all the information that's available.
Because, as I've said on the program before, sightings are one thing, but why not just scour so-called big cat stomping grounds for cat poo?
Well, at the moment, Joseph, this is about doing an analysis of all the information that's available.
Can the public help, and if so, how?
Well, the people doing the work have obviously made contact with people who have done reports in the past, and they will continue to do that. There is quite a lot of people that are very passionate about this particular issue, and they will have information that will be sourced.
Why do we need to undertake a government-funded research program to determine once and for all why we have big cats and whether they do or not exist? Because once we get that information, what are we going to do with it?
That's a good question. And when we get the information, we'll make that decision, Joseph. So, as I've said, there is some very credible people over the years who very firmly believe that they have seen big cats. There's been analysis done at times of different stock kills that will be the information on all those will be investigated as well. So it's about having a look at all the information that's been collated over the years and just see what's in that information.
Would you intend to go out and hunt them?
At this stage, that is not the intention, because if there's only ever been sightings and no one's actually killed one of these for evidence, it's going to be obviously something very difficult to prove if you go out and beat the bushes, so to speak. But let's have a look at what's involved in all the information that's been collated over the number of years.
A parallel that's been made by one or two people in conversations we've had is, we know that wild dogs are out there, we can't keep them under control. What's going to be the point? We discover that big cats are out there, we won't be able to control them either, will we? Or will we?
Well, I don't think it's an issue of control or non-control at the moment. It's an issue of let's have a look at all the information that's available and see what that throws up.
Will the state benefit if we find out one way or another, do you think?
Well, I think it will put, is it a myth or is it real? This will go through all the information and throw up a clear indication one way or the other.
Last quick point, SMS from Donna, who says, maybe they should put money and resources into getting rid of the wild dog problem, not some bloody fantasy. God, people, get real. What's this country coming to? Still, the essential thrust there, we haven't solved the wild dog problem. Is that really where our focus needs to be?
Well, one of the reasons that we're doing this work now is that the resources were involved in the planning and trying to get an aerial baiting trial up here in Victoria. That's been stymied by the Commonwealth. And there was a decision made on the advice of the Wild Dog Committee to put that money we had set aside for that program into additional targeted ground baiting, which we are doing. So that's the background to that part of the issue, Joseph.
All right. So at this stage, do we have a dollar figure attached to it? You're saying staff are going to be doing it internally.
It is some staff time internally, Joseph.
Does that mean it won't cost anything?
Well, nothing costs nothing, because we obviously any staff time that's used has a cost apportioned to that, but it's not a major cost.
Thousands? Tens of thousands?
Oh, Joseph, as I've said to other people, their issues for senior management of DPI as to how they allocate resources, this is something that they're doing that the government asked them to do.
Some might just say, though, that we don't have a figure and we don't have a concrete justification as to why we're undertaking it. How would you respond to that?
Well, there was a commitment given, and that commitment is being honoured to actually do this work.
But again, that begs the question, why was the commitment needed? Where was the urgency?
Well, there was quite a few people who have raised this over the decades, and it was believed, let's have a look at all the information that's available and do an analysis of it, and that's what's being done, Joseph.